So if you have your Bibles, take your Bibles, if you would, please turn to the Gospel of Mark. The Gospel of Mark in chapter number 1. We made just a few references. Of course, the Lord moved in last week and a lot of testimonies and things, and we didn't really per se preach a message last week, but we used just a couple of verses here in the Gospel of Mark, verses 14 and 15. I'm going to read them again this morning, but I want to read down through verse number 20. And the title or the thought for the message this morning is just very simple. It's not anything that we hadn't shared before, but I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would help each of us to search our hearts today. And the question is simply this, that I believe the Holy Spirit wants to ask each of us here this morning through the Word of God, and is simply this: will you follow Jesus? Will you follow Jesus? Now, I know this is Mother's Day, and many times we preach something relating to mothers, and certainly there's nothing wrong with that if God so leads us to do so. But certainly today I would say to our mothers, there's not anything any more important, or to our ladies and to these young ladies coming on, there's nothing any more important today than following Jesus. If you're going to be the mom that you need to be this morning, then you're going to have to follow Him. If the men's going to be the men that they need to be, then certainly we need to follow Him. And so this morning, again, it's very elementary, very simple, but I pray that it will speak unto our hearts today. And again, we would allow the Holy Spirit to ask each of us this question: will I follow Jesus? Now, you'll find this morning, as you read in the ministry of the Lord Jesus, many times we'll find that the disciples were following Him and others were following Him. That we also find that there were times that there was those that were following Him, and then the Bible lets us know that they turned and followed Him no more. And so today, I don't know what your situation is, but certainly the Lord does today, and He wants you and I to follow Him. And so I want you to think about that as we read the text and give you the few thoughts that the Lord's placed upon our heart. If you found your place in the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God, if you're able to stand. And then certainly if you're not, that's okay. Mark chapter number 1, starting in verse number 14, the Bible says, "Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, 'The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand.'" Notice this next phrase: "Repent ye and believe the gospel." Now that's crucial this morning if you and I are going to follow Jesus. Then notice in verse 16, "Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, 'Come ye after me.'" Then notice what he says: "And I will make you to become fishers of men. And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little farther, thence he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship, mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants," notice that, "and went after him." May the Lord add His richest blessings this morning to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in Your presence once again today, Father, to thank You for another day on this side of eternity, to thank You for this special day as we do celebrate and honor our moms. And once again, we thank You for each mom here today. We thank You for each lady. Lord, it is present among us here this morning. And Lord, I pray that You give them a good day, and I pray that they would celebrate and Lord, make memories today that, Father, they would cherish for the rest of their lifetime. But now, Lord, we've come to the most important part of this service, and that's, Lord, when we try to stand, Father, in this place, not that I'm anything today, but, Lord, I want to be Your servant. Lord, I want to be Your mouthpiece. And, Father, I pray this morning, God, that You would touch my heart and touch my mind and touch my mouth, Lord, as I try to present the message that You placed upon my heart. Then I pray this morning, God, that ears and hearts to be open and receptive, Lord, to what You have for us this morning through the Word of God. And I pray each of us here today would truly search our hearts and search our lives and see if we are truly following after the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray this morning if there's somebody here today, they've never put their faith and their trust and their confidence in you for salvation. I pray that, Father, this would be the very day, the very hour that, God, you would convict them and draw them, and they would step out by faith and, Father, receive you today. And then those that might be here and cold, indifferent, maybe, Father, following you afar off and not as close as they need to be today, Father, I pray. Oh, God, today, just speak to hearts. Father, I pray again. Anoint me with fresh oil once again. Help me, Lord, now. Father, you know what's on my heart and what's on my mind. And, Lord, I need your help this morning. So I pray, God, you'd have your will and your way, Lord, in this service here this morning. Thank you for loving us and all that you have done for us. And thank you for what you're going to do. Bless us now. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. And thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God. Again, may we each ask ourselves this question this morning. Will I follow Jesus? Of course, we have the early ministry now of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see that he's begun to preach and he's begun to call these disciples. And I find it amazing this morning as I look in this text, and certainly again it's familiar text, and we've preached from it. Of course, you'll find it also in the book of Matthew and the book of Luke as well. Of course, Jesus calling the disciples or this particular story, and we find certainly as Jesus begins to call them, their willingness certainly this morning to depart everything that they knew that was common to them, that was regular to them, if you will, to drop all of that and begin to follow Jesus. Now, they had their difficulties in following Jesus, and we understand that as we continue to study about the ministry of the Lord Jesus and these disciples. But see, Jesus began to call them, and they began to follow him. And so this morning, it'd be our prayer that each and every one of us would do the same. I think each of us this morning, again, needs to truly consider who it is or what it is that we are following after. It is certain this morning that each of us is following someone. Everybody is following someone. And again, just as Jesus called these men early in his ministry to come and follow him, he's still seeking out today a people that will genuinely commit to following him. Let me say this morning in the way of introduction. Jesus' way is still the best way, and it's the most blessed way. And so this morning, I pray that you are truly following him. And again, this morning, if you are following him, are you and I following him as closely as we should be? Because I think there's some spiritual truths contained within these verses of Scripture that would help us evaluate our own hearts and our own lives this morning to see if we are truly following the person of the Lord Jesus. I believe if we're truly following him, not only did he make those disciples to become fishers of men, but I believe if we'll follow him as closely as we should follow him, then I truly believe this morning that we too would want to become fishers of men. And so this morning I want us to think about this thought again. Will I follow Jesus? Now the word follow this morning, as it's used here in the text, it means to be in the same way with. It means to accompany. It means to accompany specially as a disciple. And as we said, we study our Bibles and find that at one time there were many disciples, if you will, many followers of the Lord Jesus there in his early ministries. He was touching and healing and performing the miracles. Man, they were right there. But when the tough times started setting in, and when the Scriptures, when the Word of God and the preaching of Jesus got a little bit difficult, they decided, man, I don't want anything to do with this. I think I'll just go back to doing what I was doing. And so I'm afraid a lot of people are that way this morning. If you're going to follow Jesus today, it's going to cost you something. If you're really going to follow him this morning, you're going to have to give up some things. You're going to have to trust him. And I'll talk about that here in just a few moments this morning. I've got about four or five thoughts, and I'll try to get through them as quickly as I can this morning with the help of the Lord. But first of all, as we think about the thought, will I follow Jesus? Number one, and again, they're very elementary, but I pray God will speak to our hearts. Number one, there is a call to follow. There is a call to follow. In other words, an invitation. And could I say in this invitation, that Jesus gave unto these disciples. See, they had no idea what was going to be in store. They had no idea what was going to happen. They had no idea how God was going to use their lives. And could I say the same thing for you and I this morning? Man, when you begin this journey of faith and begin to follow Jesus and get to know Him this morning, you have no idea where it's going to take you to. You have no idea what's going to happen. But friend, I'll tell you what, as long as you and I will follow Him, I can promise you He's going to take us somewhere. He's going to use our lives. And so this morning, I want you to notice there is a call to follow. There's an invitation. And could I say about this invitation, it's the greatest of any calling. It's the greatest of any career. It's the greatest of any companion this morning for those that today that will truly follow after the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning, I see a call, an invitation to come and follow Him. Now let me give you a couple of things about the call that I see here in these verses this morning. First of all, as we've already said, there is a call to salvation. You say, preacher, where you see that? In verse number 15, where the Bible says, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. What did he mean? Jesus standing right before them. That's what he's saying this morning. Notice what he says in this invitation. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The first call, now the first invitation that goes out to any of mankind is the call to salvation. And can I say, thank God, I'm glad there's a day and a time in my life where I answered that call to salvation. Oh, my soul friend, I'll tell you what, I'm glad the Holy Ghost of God convicted me and drew me to Calvary. Let me know that I was a sinner, that I needed a Savior. I'm glad this morning, thank God, I don't know about you, I'm glad today, thank God for that time, hallelujah, that I stepped out by faith. Hallelujah, I didn't know what God was going to do. I just knew God said if I'd come, hallelujah, and repent and believe that He would save me and redeem me. And boy, I'm so glad that Sunday morning, hallelujah, under the convicting power of God, I decided to give in. I just decided to take God in His word. Hallelujah, made my way out. Thank God, made my way to Calvary, to an old-fashioned altar, and repent and say, God, I'm sorry. And God come into my heart through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what God done? He done just exactly what He said He'd do. I'm glad the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah this morning. I don't know about you. I'm just glad I'm saved and redeemed by the Lamb of God this morning through His precious blood that He shed at Calvary. Oh, friend, don't ever get over that call when God called you unto salvation. Oh, my soul, friend. Thank God that's the greatest day, the greatest hour, the greatest moment of my life. Hallelujah. Was bowing and calling upon Christ for salvation. And I'm glad that call is still going out today. I'm glad this morning for those that may be here and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior. I'm glad that call is still going out this morning, friend. Oh, how He wants you to be saved and redeemed. You cannot follow Jesus till you get to know Him this morning. And the way you get to know Him is coming to the cross today, my friend. People try to follow Jesus through religion, through religious practices, through being a church member, and all kinds of things this morning. Don't want to spend a lot of time and get bogged down here this morning. But friend, if you're doing anything other than following the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've never answered that call to salvation at Calvary, then friend, you need to be born again. You need to be saved by the good grace of God, because it's impossible for you to follow after Jesus. It's impossible for you to become what God wants you to be this morning until you get gloriously born again. But He's willing to do that today. Will I follow Jesus? Will you this morning follow Jesus? If you're going to follow Jesus today, it must start at Calvary. There's a call to salvation. Repent ye. What's that mean, preacher? That means to turn away from, to go in the opposite direction of Him. Many of you already know this morning, but a lot of people don't want to repent. A lot of people want to hold on to their sin, hold on to Jesus too. Well, friend, I'm going to tell you something. That's not going to work. You're not going to be able to follow Jesus if you're going to hold on to the world, try to hold on to Him and hold on to your sin, hold on to your habits and all the things today that might be distracting you and hindering you from truly following after the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to have to turn loose of that, repent of that, say, God, forgive me, and get away from it. You say, preacher, I can't. God can help you. Just like God can save you, God can help you. I'm telling you what, whatever area it is in your life today that you need help in, I'm glad if God's big enough to save you, God's big enough to help you, God's big enough to deliver you, God's big enough, thank God. I'm telling you this morning, friend, to deliver you from whatever it is this morning that would hinder you in your walk with Him today. But you're going to have to give it to Him. You know, too many people today want to carry it around. They want to play church and they want to play Christianity. And as long as they're with the right crowd, they're Christians. And when they get with another crowd, I don't know why I'm preaching this morning. I'm just giving it to you the way the Holy Ghost of God's giving it to me. And then when you're with the other crowd, you're like them. Amen. I'll tell you what this Bible this morning calls us out to be, a separated people, a consecrated people. And if you and I follow after Jesus this morning, it's going to make us different. Man, it changed, it forever changed these disciples' life. Oh, yeah, they went back to fishing a time or two. Oh, yeah. Well, there's one thing about it. Jesus didn't give up on them, and He ain't give up on you either. Amen. He hadn't give up on you either. But friend, I wouldn't wait any longer. I'd just go ahead and surrender that thing and get in this thing and go with God. Because I'll tell you what, it'll be the most blessed way. Do you really want God to use your life this morning? Do you really want God to use your family? Then friend, you're going to have to follow Him. You're going to have to follow Him. Oh, now when the times get hard, we want to follow Him. We kind of like some of that crowd. Was it turning and walking? As long as the miracles are being performed and healing's taking place, and man, they're getting their bellies full. Oh my, I'm going to get bogged down here this morning. Oh yeah, boy, we'll follow in them. As long as it's going my way, preacher, I'm willing to follow it. But man, when it's not going my way, I think I'll just do something different. Friend, I want to tell you, thank God He's worthy to follow when you're on the mountain. He's worthy to follow tonight, this morning when you're in the valley, whatever you might be going through. I'm telling you what, just keep following Jesus, because He has a destiny in mind. He's got somewhere He wants to take you to. He's got something He wants to do in you. And thank God we ought to just yield to Him this morning. Will I follow Jesus? Cost you something. Notice now, first of all, there's a call to salvation. Then there's a call to service. Oh, let me say this. Not only is there a call to salvation in repenting and believing the gospel, to realize, repent, and receive, but secondly, there's a call to a special relationship. Let's not forget about that. A call to a special relationship with Christ Himself. Notice back in verse 15, again he says, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus is standing before him. It's been prophesied. And these boys being Jews, they knew about the prophecy of the coming Messiah. Here he was. Here he was, the Savior, standing before them. You say, oh, preacher, he's not here today. Oh, yes, he is. I don't know about you, but I brought him with me. Some of you, I think, must have left him at the house this morning. Or wherever it was you left him. Amen. I know it's Mother's Day, and I know everybody's got a lot of things going on. But listen, it's still Sunday. It's still the Lord's Day. Amen. He's worthy this morning of our praise and our adoration. He's worthy this morning of me yielding myself to His Word and to His will and worship Him and honor Him and glorify Him. Why? Because He is God, and like Him, there is no other today, my friend. Amen. So not only does He call us to salvation, but He calls us to a special relationship with the person of Christ Himself. You say, well, preacher, that scares me a little bit. Having a relationship with somebody I had never seen. So that's where faith comes. And He wants you and I to have that special relationship with Him this morning. So there's a call to salvation. There's a call to a special relationship. And I believe there's people that's been saved today sitting in our church pews and could possibly be here this morning. You're saved today, but that's as far as you've went in your relationship with the person of Christ. The only time you ever pray is when you get in trouble. I'm still preaching good. Hey, man. The only time you ever pray is when you get in trouble or family's in trouble. The only time you hear or think about the Word of God is when you're here. Woo-hoo-hoo. Yeah, let's just go ahead and get this thing preached this thing a while. Hey, man. I mean, how special is that relationship? Now, I'm glad I can call on him in the troubled times. Thank God for that. I'm glad I can call on him in the noonday hour or the midnight hour. Doesn't make any difference. I'm glad I can do that. But, friend, our relationship with him should be so much deeper than that. This word ought to become real to us. Notice, will I follow Jesus? Will you follow Jesus? There's a call to follow, a call to salvation. There's a call to a special relationship, but also there's a call to serve. Now, notice again, and I'm just now getting into the main part of the message, so just go ahead and put your seatbelts on, strap in. Amen. You come to hear preaching, I'm going to give you some preaching. Or I hope you come to hear preaching. Amen. But notice this morning now, starting in verse number 16, now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, this being Jesus, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Now, I want you to try to visually get this in your mind. Andrew, or Simon and Andrew, were down there minding their own business, working for a living, because they were professional fishermen. They're down there minding their own business, and here comes this man now, by the name of Jesus, by the Sea of Galilee. They're there minding their own business. Kind of like I felt that when God began to call. I was happy just doing what I was doing. I was going to church. I was being faithful. I was teaching in a Sunday school class. And not that I'm bragging on me this morning, but whatever come up, I'm just willing to do it, trying to follow Jesus. And then Jesus began to come and say, if you really follow me, you're going to have to get a little bit closer. Mind your own business. See, that's the way a lot of us do. As long as it's doing what we want to do. Oh, everything's grand. But when God asks us to step out of the comfort zone for a little while and really knuckle down and get down to this thing called faith, we say, now, wait just a minute. I'm happy over here fishing and catching my fish. My everyday life. But notice Jesus says, I want you boys to come. Follow me. Notice what he says in the text. And Jesus said unto them, now it doesn't say anything in this verse about him begging them to come and follow him. Huh? Look at the text. Jesus, I believe, just so simply says, come, follow me. He didn't beg them. He didn't beat them over the head. He didn't threaten them. Well, if God just wrote me a letter in the sky, I'd know. Huh? Oh, absolutely. Friend, he's done wrote you a book. He's not just wrote you a letter. He's wrote you a book. And it's got 66 books contained within this great book. And it's got the instructions, and it's got the bidding of God. And it's got in this morning just exactly what he wants us to do. Preacher, what is it he wants me to do? He wants me to come and follow him and become fishers of men today. Preacher, that's just too simple. See, you're trying to complicate it. I'm not saying it's not hard. I'm not saying it's not difficult. I'm not saying it's not without its challenges, because, friend, I can tell you and assure you, it has its challenges. But to be honest with you, I shouldn't even worry about that. Oh, my, think about it. You shouldn't even worry about that this morning. Well, I'll just go ahead and commit. I'm just going to follow him. Irregardless of what may happen. That's what these old boys are kind of doing right here. Will I follow Jesus? There's a call to salvation. Friend, it's got to start there. If you've not been saved today, then friend, the first thing you need to do is come and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. There's a call to a special relationship. And not only was Jesus calling these boys to a call of service, but he was calling them to a special relationship. They got to experience things that nobody else ever got to experience. Oh, praise God, if we could just get a hold of that thought here this morning. That those boys, because they were willing to throw in and follow Jesus, they got to experience, oh, hallelujah. This ought to make somebody want to shout it. Hallelujah this morning. To think of the things that they got to experience that so many others didn't get to experience simply because they were willing by faith to throw in and follow Jesus. You know who misses out when we don't follow him? We do. We do. And then the people around us that we could be affecting their life this morning, they could be missing out as well. So we see that Jesus is saying to us this morning through his word, will I follow Jesus? Because he's calling us to a salvation. He's calling us to a special relationship. And he's calling simply again to serve. And serve whatever capacity God would have you to serve in. Notice again, he says in verse 17, Jesus said to them, come ye after me. I will make you to become fishers of men. I want you to notice not only is there a call to follow, but secondly, there's a choice to follow. There's a choice. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 22, verse number 14, many are called, but few are chosen. Now, why is that there? Does that mean God wants to has a predestination and election and all those things, and some he wants to save and some he don't? No, that's not what that means. It's God's will this morning that everybody everywhere repent and be saved. I believe that. Red, yellow, black, or white, I'm telling you what, alcoholic, dope fiend, prostitute, whatever it might be, whatever sin you want to come up with this morning, I'm telling you I'm glad that Jesus died for it all today. And he wants you to be saved. But he can't make you be saved. He can't make you have a special relationship with him. He can't make you serve him. But there is a call. There's an invitation. But secondly, there's a choice. Many are called and few are chosen. What's that mean, preacher? I mean God's calling. But many are rejecting. That's what that scripture means. That they are rejecting him. Therefore, if you reject, God can't do anything with your life. God can't use you. God can't even save you this morning if you reject him. Think about that. As much as God wants to save you and use your life and have a special relationship with you, it's entirely 100% up to you and to me. Because God made us creatures that can choose. See, that differentiates us from all other creation. We can either choose to follow him, or we can reject to follow him. There's a call, but then there's a choice. And how sad it is. There could even be someone here today that would reject the choice to follow Christ. As I said, it's a choice of faith. Either you believe or you don't. Well, preacher, that's pretty cut and dried, ain't it? Yep, sure is. You either choose to believe or you choose to reject. Preacher, I have a hard time with this thing called faith. Yeah, so do I. Probably if everybody in here this morning be right real honest with themselves and with God, they have trouble once in a while with this thing called faith too. Why? Because we're mortal beings. We want to be able to see something. We want to be able to hear something. We want to be able to touch something. And faith yields us of all that this morning. and says, just trust me. Just trust me. Just trust. That's what he's saying to these men here. Just trust me. Throw it all down and trust me. You got a choice to make. A lot of times we're victims of our own choices. We don't want to admit that. We want to blame somebody else for it. But a lot of times we become victims of our own choices. Because God can't make us and God won't make us. He didn't beg his old boy. Oh, God, just beg me while I might do it. Now, he might get us to the place that we wished we would have. And if you die lost without God, that you'll spend all eternity wishing you would have. And when we stand before him one day and think of all the missed opportunities that we had to follow him and do something for him, we're going to say, Lord, I'm sorry that I didn't follow you closer by faith. Because faith is a choice. A choice to follow, a choice of faith, a choice to forsake our way and go God's way. Think about it now. These men were professional. This is all they knew. Jesus says, come on, let's go. I said, wait just a minute here now. I got some things I got to get in order. Well, I need to consult my friends. Jesus, just wait a few minutes. I need to go sit down and get some consulting counsel from my friends. When Jesus says comes, it's time to get up and go. Amen. Hey, man. It's a choice of faith, but it's also a choice to forsake. What are you talking about, preacher? Forsake my way and go God's way. You know what's holding up a lot of people, even maybe sitting right here this morning? You're not willing to forsake your way and go God's way. God will never be able to use us to the capacity that he could if we're not willing to forsake our way. Let me give you some scripture this morning. I know I've got to hurry. Isaiah chapter number 55, the great chapter of Isaiah 55, verses 7 and 8. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. See, we want to try to figure it all out. Then we'll say, Lord, we'll follow you. Now, I ain't say them old boys just stand there for a minute. Wait a minute now. Here comes Jesus. We're down here minding our own business, catching our fish, mending our nets, and taking care of business. And Jesus says, come on, follow me. Does that all seem a little strange to you? Now, if that doesn't seem strange to you, then there's something wrong with you. He didn't go down to seminary and go down to temple. He didn't go to the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He came to fishermen. Why? Because he knew he could work on them fishermen. Oh, my. Boy, there's a lot of thoughts in this stuff. I got to hurry. What'd they have to lose? Fishing job? Well, now, them fellas down to temple, you know, they couldn't give up their position down there. And the Pharisees, boy, they sure ain't going to give up theirs. And the Sadducees. Theologians of that day, boy, we can't do that. Well, this is different. Because fishermen forsake their nets, their boats, their family. Oh, now, preacher, God just doesn't work like that today. Who said he didn't? Oh, I can tell I'm boring you, so I'm going to try to get done here in the next 20 minutes. Will I follow Jesus? There's a call to follow. There's a choice to follow. But thirdly, there's a cause to follow. What do you mean, preacher? There's a reason for action. God wasn't calling these old boys to come and follow him just so they could skip down the shores of Galilee there. Then there was a cause. There was a cause. Is there not a cause, as David said there in the Old Testament, in the book of Isaiah? Is there not a cause? What is that cause, preacher? People are dying, perishing without God. And we're not even concerned about it. Oh, my. There's a cause to follow. Come ye after me, and I might. That ain't what he said. And I will make you to become. That's what he says. To become fishers of men. Now these old boys weren't going to forsake their nets and their daddies and their families and their boats and go out there and just start catching men. Jesus was going to have to train them. You know why? Oh my, this is good. Thank you, Lord. You know why most folks won't ever become fishers of men? They won't stay in this thing long enough to get any training. Woo, that's good preaching right there. Hallelujah, preacher. That's truth this morning. That's truth. We won't follow him far enough and long enough to get training to become fishers of men. We don't see there's a cause. Oh my, there's a cause this morning. You understand people dying and perishing without God? People this very day, this Mother's Day, 2018, have lifted up their eyes in hell this morning. Don't look at me like a cave starred in Newgate. It's the truth. And somewhere it's going to be my family, and somewhere it's going to be your family. Somewhere it's going to be the people around this community. Preacher, you don't know that. I'll guarantee these people that's left this world this morning unprepared to meet God. And more will leave before this day is through. There's a call. There's a choice. There's a cause. My cause this morning is to become fishers of men. See, in calling these fishermen, I want you to understand something this morning. Most of us go fishing for sport. Now, it's all right if we catch something. We'll put it in pan and fry it. Amen, Brother Jerry. But the most of us in here this morning, if we go fishing, we go fishing for sport. We want to catch the biggest one so we can show it off. Huh? Yeah. And you know, it's always amazing. You've always heard these fish stories. You catch one this big, and by the time you get home and talk to your buddies, it's got this big. I mean, it had to be the biggest slickhead in the creek. If you know what a slickhead is. These boys didn't fish for sport. They fished for finances and food. This was serious business. They knew how to fish. But Jesus is going to teach them something even more. Why? Because there was a cause. And that cause to follow this morning is a commitment to souls. It's compassion for souls. People are perishing without God. Lord, help us to become good fishermen. Preacher, God's not called me to be a fisherman. Yes, he has. If you're saved this morning, God has called you to be a fisher of men. And the reason some of us are not fishermen of men, we're not following. Because there's a cause here. And I like this verse 17. Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. With Jesus, it's not optional. Boy, it's awful quiet in here this morning. Good, maybe God's got our attention. There's a call. There's a choice. Choice is up to you and I. There's calls. But let me say, fourthly, there's a cross. Oh, my, I wish I had time to preach this morning, but let me just hit it real quick, and I'm going to let you go. Some of you getting bored anyhow, I can tell. There's a cross to bear. Boy, following Jesus is good as long as I'm up on the mount, but now, preacher, I won't talk about that cross. Let me give you something Jesus told these disciples a little later on. Luke 9:23, and he said to them all, those disciples, those that were following him, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If you and I are going to follow Jesus, there's going to be a cross to bear. And I wish I had time to preach on this morning, but I don't. When you study about that cross, you study about the weight of that cross, you study about the shame of that cross, you think about the burden of that cross and all those things. Jesus said, if you're going to be my disciple, you're going to have to take up your cross on Sunday morning. That ain't what he said, Jeremiah. Daily. Now, he gives the same message in Mark and Luke as well, but or Mark and Matthew. But I like what Luke says. Luke says daily, 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 daily. People like Sunday morning Christianity. It's just daily cross bearing. It gets tough. Will I follow Jesus? He's calling me to follow him. He's giving me a choice to follow him. He's giving me a cause to follow him. And he's giving me a cross if I follow him. But there's one thing about it, you don't have to bear that cross alone. Aren't you glad of that? Jesus didn't even have to bear his alone. I believe that's what Jesus is teaching us through that text. Where the man comes and carries his cross. We don't have to carry it alone. Let me give you this and I'm done. There's a conclusion to this thing. I've already said it this morning. I want to say it in closing. The best life to live is the life in following Christ. The world don't have anything to offer comparable to what Christ has to offer to you and I today. For one day we will see him and be with him for all eternity. Here's the lesson. The spiritual truth that I want all of us to leave here with this morning. You can't catch fish until you follow the Master. You can't catch fish till you're willing to follow the Master. What's he want us to do? Follow him. And be fishers of men. If you'll watch people that's influenced your life for the cause of Christ, maybe even won you to Christ, maybe influenced you to follow Christ even closer, there'll be people that are making a difference. For the cause of Christ. They'll have a genuine desire to want to be fishers of men. God help us this morning. Now, preacher, I like that following coming on Sunday morning once in a while. And doing a little of this once in a while and doing a little of that once in a while. I'm talking about getting this thing being committed and following Jesus. Do we really want to follow him? If we really want to follow him, he's going to make something out of us. What's he going to make out of us? Preacher, he ain't called me to preach. No, sir, Ray. I didn't say he was. But he is calling you to do something. And that's to become fishers of men. Because think about it. If we don't go out and fish for men, who will? The world's doing everything it can to turn everybody off it can to the things of God. We better start being fishers of men. We want to see these children saved. We want to see our families saved. We want to see God fill the pews of this church. You say, preacher, you say that's all. Fill these pews. Fill these pews. Absolutely. Preacher, you just want a big number. No, I want to see people get saved, get right with God, live for God, sit in the church pew with their family on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, revival time, and follow Jesus. Stand on our feet all over the building. Brother Scotty, come get us a song. If you're available, you're available there, brother. Come get us a song of invitation. Father, we love you this morning. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you this morning of the truths of the Word of God. And Lord, I'd have to admit this morning, first and foremost, that I've not always followed you like I should. But Lord, I pray that you'd help me as a preacher, as a pastor, as a father, as a husband, as a member of your kingdom, that Lord, I truly have a greater desire just to follow after you and to become the fisher of men, Lord, that you'd want me to be. Lord, there's one thing about it. If I don't follow you, there's no possible way I can become a fisher of men. Lord, I pray you'd help me. I pray you'd help this congregation, and I pray that you'd help all of our moms today, our dads, Lord, every member of this church, that, Father, we'd have a greater commitment and a greater desire to follow you. Lord, you take the invitation this morning. You use it. You speak to hearts. For somebody here today lost, Lord, there's a call of salvation coming their way. God, I pray they yield to it. Maybe somebody being called to a special relationship or a special service. But Lord, they need to renew the cause in their own heart. Father, I just commit it to you this morning. You take the invitation, use it. Lord, we'll thank you and praise you. It's in Jesus' name. What you got for us, brother?